A few weeks ago, we talked with the chef Dan Barber about a variety of cucumber that he's helping to develop that is so fragrant, he says, you can smell it across the room. And I have not been able to get that idea out of my head since that interview. And apparently neither has my producer, Sally Swift, because she went straight to El Simon at America's Test Kitchen to talk more about cucumbers.
Hey, Elle, nice to have you here.
Hi, Sally. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I have been thinking about a food trend that I have been seeing more and more of, and I kind of think of it as rough treating your produce. You know, we've been smashing potatoes before we roast them to get those ragged edges. We crush berries and let them sit. We rough grate. My grandmother used to take a whole tomato and just rough grate it on a coarse grater to make a sauce instead of chopping it up. And I am going to make a prediction here that the salad of this summer is the smashed cucumber salad. And Elle, we are here to have you tell us about it.
Well, I can honestly say that cooks all across the country are far less stressed in their lives because they're getting to beat their food to death.
Always good. So tell us about this recipe. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's called smashed cucumbers. It's also known as pai huang gua, and it's very delicious. It's very simple. It's a great accessory to spicy foods. And, you know, it's quick and easy, and it impresses people.
So why are we smashing these cucumbers?
Well, smashing the cucumber serves two purposes. First, we're damaging the cell walls, and that makes the cucumber more crisp. Also, it gives the cucumbers more craggy edge, and that helps to hold the dressing better. But smashing it is not where it ends. We actually go in and break the cucumbers more with our hands. And then after that, a little salting happens. Now, if we were to slice these cucumbers, it would get the water out. It would take a little bit more time, the salting process. But because we're smashing them and damaging those cell walls, the salt's getting in there and is doing that job of drawing out the water in almost half the time.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, what is the optimal technique for smashing?
Well, the optimal technique for smashing is putting the cucumbers in a Ziploc bag and just taking your pan and just giving it a couple of good cracks.
Wow.
And you don't want to smush it. Like, you don't want it to become, you know, like just soup. You know, we're not making gazpacho where we're making a salad, you know. So you just want to kind of break it up, you know.
So it's more of a bonk than a smash.
Much more of a bonk than a smash.
This is something you need to have your six-year-old help you out with, I have to say. And what kind of cucumbers work best?
English cucumbers work best. First, because they have less water than American cucumbers.
Okay.
And they naturally are a little bit more crunchy.
And what are English cucumbers? I'm not sure I could even tell you. What are they, the shiny ones or are they the seedless ones?
They are not the shiny ones because you'll know the difference between English cucumbers because they're less waxy and they're long and skinny.
Okay,
American cucumbers have a tendency to be a little shorter and stubby.
Okay, so the cucumbers are smashed and waiting. What are we dressing them with?
So we're making a vinaigrette that has one of my favorite ingredients, Chinese black vinegar. And that's primarily made from rice aged in earthenware crocks to help develop its complexity. It has a very nice, rich flavor. I really love it.
Oh, that sounds delicious on that. And toss and serve this dish immediately?
After you top it with a little toasted sesame seeds, then you serve it.
I'm telling you, salad of the summer.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
thank you, Elle.
Thanks for having me.
Elle Simon is a test cook and food stylist at America's Test Kitchen. You can find that recipe for Chinese smashed cucumbers at splendidtable.org.